Linda Dickens says she was surprised the Baltimore-based developer has taken the unusual tack of suing her, her firm, and one of her colleagues. She calls the suit, quote, bogus and frivolous.
I think the Cordish lawsuit is a bullying tactic and also potentially send a message to witnesses out there who might be thinking about coming forward. I think if they had real evidence with which to defend their conduct, that they would be focusing on that.
Cordish filed a racketeering and defamation suit against Dickens in federal court in Kansas City, Kansas, earlier this week. Cordish claims Dickens, her associate, and their clients in earlier cases defamed the owner of the Power and Light District in an effort to extort money from it. Cordish says Dickens knowingly and maliciously lied to the news media in the hopes of damaging the company's reputation and business. In the earlier cases, clients of the Dickens firm claim Cordish hired someone labeled a rabbit to cause fights inside Cordish clubs with the intent of getting minority customers thrown out. Cordish has declined to be interviewed, but in an email, Vice President Nick Benjamin referred to a statement from the company's home office. Cordish, quote, received numerous threats and demands that contained false and malicious statements about us and our businesses, the statement reads, that focused on promises to use the press to embarrass us and damage our reputation, end quote. Benjamin himself says the Cordish lawsuit is a response to Dickens' attempts to intimidate and to extort money in the form of a settlement. The war on words represents unusually aggressive lawyering, suggests UMKC law professor David Ochtenberg. Both sides, he says, are making very serious allegations that lawyers don't make lightly.
This is very high-stakes litigation in both directions. I obviously have no basis for judging the merits and the facts in these two lawsuits. It is unusual for a defendant to sue the lawyers and the plaintiffs who are suing them in another lawsuit.
The Cordish company is seeking unspecified actual and punitive damages in the case. Dickens, in turn, is seeking $10 million in damages on behalf of her sole client in the first lawsuit and unspecified damages in the second class action suit. Laura Ziegler, KCUR News.